Caroline Murphy is here with It Says in the Papers.
Well, it's a case of water, water everywhere this morning as the papers pick up on RTE's This Week story yesterday about Irish Water's bonus system. While the news that Irish Water has defended its bonus payment scheme makes only the second story on the front of the Irish Times, most of the other papers lead with it. Irish Water's €9,000 bonus for staff who need improvement is the Irish Independent headline. Bonuses for water staff lambasted, says the Irish Examiner, while outrage as Irish Waters pays bonus for failure, declares the Irish Daily Mail. In The Independent, John Downing writes that the mood within both Fine Gael and Labour is increasingly angry, as TDs believe serious public relations disasters at Irish Water could cost them the next election. In The Mail, Niamh Lyons says the government is coming under massive pressure to find a way to cancel the bonus payments in the forthcoming finance bill, while in The Examiner, Sean Connolly says Fianna Fáil have accused the government of trying to scapegoat Irish Water's John Tierney. Irish Rugby's Brian O'Driscoll gets a lot of attention meanwhile this morning as well. Following up the publication of extracts from his autobiography, the Irish Sun picks up on his experience of the American justice system. "Bod My Terror in Hellhole Jail" is the headline there, while The Independent puts his picture on page one and follows up with a spread over pages two and three, looking at how he described his dark days and the death of his friend Barry Toomey. On the evidence of yesterday's extract, says Vincent Hogan, O'Driscoll understood the need to peel back a few layers of the public persona and reveal some of what lies beneath. Revealing some of what lies beneath in the IRA, meanwhile, Gerry Adams. The lead story in The Times is on what he posted on his blog. We're told Gerry Adams said last night abuse victims were failed by the IRA policy of shooting alleged sex offenders, and that his admission came as Enda Kenny and Peter Robinson prepare to meet Maria Cahill. The paper reports Mr. Adams saying IRA members were singularly ill-equipped to deal with such matters. Matters to do with a former senior IRA member, meanwhile, make the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. That paper leads with a claim, which it says is being made about the late Joe Cahill, former chief of staff of the organisation, that pictures of him were used to blackmail him into spying for authorities. The authority of the IRA itself, meanwhile, is the subject of a piece on page two in The Times, writing about Maria Cahill while also recalling the heroic sisters of the murdered Robert McCartney. Mary Minahan says it wouldn't be the first time republicanism has been derailed by mistreated women. The chances of patients being mistreated, or rather inappropriately treated, because of IT issues at Cork University Hospital, meanwhile, make the front page in The Examiner. Hospital IT issues heighten the risk of misdiagnosis is the headline. Catherine Shanahan says the problem of database corruption and its potential effect on pathology results and consequently patient treatment is flagged in the risk register in 2012, 2013 and 2014. The 2014 rise in property prices, meanwhile, make the front of The Independent. Rural prices now rising faster than capital is the headline. Mark Keenan says counties which have not seen any growth since the boom are now experiencing a sharp rise in prices for three-bed semis, and also that some rural areas recorded gains of up to 30% in 2014. Otherwise, this morning, the Irish Daily Star leads with the very sad death of a teenage boxer in Cork after a chip pan fire, while the picture on the front of The Times marks the memorial service yesterday for Ian Paisley. In features, The Examiner has a special report on the new policing authority. The rush to establish it has left important questions about how it will work go unanswered, says Cormac McKeefe. While in The Times, Conor Pope looks at what he says has been a shaky first year for the insolvency service. Those who aren't insolvent, meanwhile, are spending big on weddings, according to a feature in The Independent. The big fat wedding is back, we're told. But finally, from the wedding to the babies, another piece in The Independent brings the news that if men want to have children, they should drink beer and not coffee. It's been discovered, we're told, that caffeine may harm sperm at a molecular level, but moderate amounts of alcohol reduce stress levels and may help conception.
Thank you, Caroline.